All right, item number 11.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the plan to change the implementation of the Wisconsin Administrative Code, State of Wisconsin Department of Health Services regulation at the Behavioral Health Division with respect to the discharge of liability under the Uniform Fee System for the State Department of Health Services. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Good morning, Director Pollock.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, just very briefly, Ms. Lucy is going to give an overview of the report, but I just want to assure you that the committee and advocates understand that people who do not have a means to pay will not be pursued. It's just going to be those that truly have a means to pay that we would continue to try to collect the money that is owed to the services that were provided. I think we have a responsibility to do that for the taxpayers and also for the behavioral health system in general. But again, we're very mission-driven. People that do not have a means are not going to be pursued for payment.
Madam Chair, we are just trying to inform you that we are going to be interpreting the Department of Health Services DHS-1 is a regulation that outlines how facilities such as ours may bill and what some of the opportunities, what the regulations are related to writing off liability. This is a regulation that really tries to find the balance between the needs of the client and the needs of the taxpayer. And it's all based on a computation which is called the maximum minimum payment, MMP. For each patient, we do an MMP based on income, family size, other considerations. That's based on the state. And the state each year produces a chart which shows that based on these factors, this is how much an individual could be expected to pay monthly. For inpatient services, what we do is we take the bill and we say, all right, so we have a $1,000 bill. Our MMP for you shows that you can pay $100 a month. We charge the person $100 a month until the bill is paid. Currently, through an older interpretation, we took the $1,000 of work that we had for outpatient services. We said, oh, you can only pay $100 a month. We're going to write off $900. And that is an interpretation that is actually unfair because we're treating inpatients differently than outpatients. And as we move more and more of our work into the outpatient arena, into the community, as Supervisor Sanfilippo points out, this might create some additional liability and financial harm for BHD. So we're just coming to tell you that we are going to standardize our practice. It'll be the monthly maximum monthly amount of payment until the bill is paid for the whole bill, unless we come to the point of saying there is some financial hardship, something's changed. If we start to hear clinical concerns, so like for instance, I said to Supervisor Sanfilippo, if a patient were to say to us, listen, I can't afford my medications this month because I've got to pay your bill, obviously we're not going to be pressing to collect our bill rather when it could create some clinical concerns. So this is the essence of this change.
Very good, thank you. This is an informational report. So seeing no further comments or questions from committee, we will move on to item